We're continuing in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak of Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Hamakatzei mikulam tefach al tefach. If you trim any of these textiles into a piece that's one tefach by one tefach, tame, it could become tame with tumas medrus, because you could use it to patch up a saddle that a person sits on. Mishulei hakupa tefach al tefach tame. If you trim the bottom of the basket one tefach by one tefach, you cut out, so it can become tame with tumas medrus, because it's flat and you could use it to sit on. But if you trim the sides of the basket, one tefach by one tefach, then the halacha is machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Metaher. Rabbi Shimon says it's tzar because the sides of the basket are not flat, so it's not easy to sit on. That if you trim from any piece, even the sides of the basket, a piece that's one tefach by one tefach, if you become tamei with tumas medrus, because it may not be super comfortable, but you might sit on something, even though it has a little bit of a curve to it. So in this case, cloth, sack, leather, all these things, mat, they're all going to have the same shear, as opposed to what we learned previously, where they all have different shiurim. Okay, so moving on to Mishnah Hey. So says the Mishnah, Bloye nafa ukvara sheskinan li yeshiva. If you have a worn out sifter that the owner decided, okay, it's not any good for sifting anymore, so I'll use it as a seat. Rabbi Akiva Matami, Rabbi Akiva says, okay, so it's a seat now, it's Tami Tumas Madras. V'cham mitaren achi katzea. And the Chum say, no, you need to trim it to turn it into something that looks like a seat. Kisei shalkatan sheesh la ragayim, a kid's chair that has legs to it, afl pishen bogova tefach, even though it's not even a tefach high, Tame, it could become Tame, because it's enough for a kid to be able to sit on. Choluk shel katan, a baby's shirt. Rabbi Lezer omer kolshu. Rabbi Lezer says, no matter how tiny it is, it could become tamei tumas medrus, because it's meant to be worn by the baby. V'chamim omrim achiyah bo kashir, that no, it needs to have a shear of 3x3 tfachim, if it's beged, and dalet by dalet tfachim, if it's sak, v'nim dat kafel, and it's got to be measured when it's folded over. So it has to have front and back, it's got to have the minimum shear. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that beged and sack and or and all of those things have the same din if you trim a piece of any of those materials into a piece that's one tefach by one tefach. It could become tami tumas medrus because you could use it as part of a saddle for a donkey. And we said if you trim it out of the bottom of a basket, it's tami, but from the sides of a basket, it's a machloka since it has a curvature to it. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that worn out sifters and sieves that you decide to sit on, it's machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether it's automatically tame or you first need to trim it in order to make it tame, because you have to do something physical to it. And we said a baby's chair, even though it's less than one tefach high, is able to be mekabel tuma. And baby's clothing is a machlokas. Rabbi Lazar says there is no shear to it. And the Chachamim say that no, there is the normal shear, and the shear has to measure both on the front and on the back in order for it to be mekabel tuma. But next time we'll pick up with Perchav Zayin, Mishnah Vav.